Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Part 4, Verses 21 through 42. The Prachetas offer prayers to God. The great sage Maitreya then said to Vidura, after the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began offering him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is the supreme benefactor. Krishna is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by the devotee. And so, in a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began offering their prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord, who was before them face to face. Namo namah klesha vinashanaya nirupitodara gunahvayaya mano vacho vega puro javaya sarvaksha margayar agatadvane namaha. Dear Lord, you relieve all kinds of material distress. Your magnanimous transcendental qualities and your holy name are all auspicious, and this conclusion is already settled. For you can go faster than the speed of the mind or words. You cannot be perceived by the material senses. We therefore offer you respectful obeisances again and again. Shuddhaya Shantaya Namah Swanishtaya Manasi Apartham Vilasad Vayaya Namo Jagatsthana Layodayeshu Grihita Maya Guna Vigrahaya. Dear Lord, we beg to offer obeisances unto you. For when the mind is fixed upon you, this world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appears meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto you. And your appearances as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Hari Medhase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Dear Lord, we offer respectful obeisances unto you, because your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your Lordship always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, for your brain plans how to do so. And you live everywhere as Paramatma. Therefore, you are known as Vasudeva. And you also accept Vasudeva as your father. And you are also celebrated by the most glorious name, Krishna. You are so kind that you always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Namah Kamala Nabhaya Namah Kamala Malane Namah Kamala Padaya Namaste Kamalekshana. Dear Lord, we offer respectful obeisances unto you, because from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower, which is the origin of all living entities. And you are always decorated with a lotus garland, and your feet resemble the lotus flower with all of its fragrance. Your eyes are also like the petals of the lotus flower. Therefore, we always offer respectful obeisances unto you. Namak kamala kinjalka pishangamala vasase sarva bhuta nivasaya namaha ayunshmahi sakshine. Dear Lord, the garment which you have put on is yellowish in color, like the saffron of the lotus flower, but it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all the activities of all living entities. We offer respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Rupang bhagavata tu etad ashesha klesha samshayam avishkritam na klishtanam kim anyad anukampitam. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. Just to deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? Etavat tvam hi vibhupir bhavyang dineshu vatsalai yad anusmaryate kale svabhudya bhadra randhana. Dear Lord, you are the killer of all inauspicious things. You are compassionate upon your pure devotees through the expansion of your archa vigraha, the deity form. So you should certainly think of us as your eternal servants. Yeno pashantir bhutanam kshulakanam apihatam antarhitah antarhridaye kasman noveda nashashah. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated within every living entity's heart, although the living entity may be very insignificant. The Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all of his or her desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? Asau eva varaha asmakam ipsito jagatapate prasanno bhagavan yesham apavarga gurur gatahi. O Lord of the universe, you are the actual teacher of the science of devotional service. We are satisfied that your lordship is the ultimate goal of our lives, and so we pray that you will be satisfied with us. That is our benediction. We do not desire anything other than your full satisfaction. Varang vrini mahe atapi nata twat parata parat nahi antastvad vibhuti nam saha ananta iti giyase. Dear Lord, we shall therefore pray for your benediction, because you are the supreme, beyond all transcendence, and because there is no end to your opulences. Consequently, you are celebrated by the name Ananta. parijate anjasa labhe saranga anyam na sevate twad angri mulam asadya sakshat king king vrini mahi. Dear Lord, when the bee approaches the celestial tree known as parijata, it certainly does not leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask of you? Yavate mayaya sprishta brahmama iha karma vihi tavad bhavat prasanganam sangha siyano bhave bhave. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world, due only to our material contamination, and we have to wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. Tula yama lavenapi na swargam na punar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishaha. Even one moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Yatre yante katha mrishtas trishnaya prashamo yataha nirvairam yatra muteshu nodvego yatra kashchana. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. And not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. Yatra narayanah sakshad bhagavan nyasinam gatihi sanstuyate sat katasu muktasangai punaha punaha. The Supreme Lord Narayana is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayana is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life. And Narayana is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Teshang vicharatang padyang tirthanang pavanichchaya vitasya kinna rocheta tavakanam samagamaha. Dear Lord, your personal associates, the devotees, wander all over the world just to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Vayam tu sakshad bhagavan bhavasya priyasya sakhyu kshana sangamena sudushchikitsyasya bhavasya mrityor vishak tamang tvadya gating gataha sma. Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you, and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician, capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter at your lotus feet. Yanna swadhitam gurava prasadita viprascha vridhascha sad anu vritya arya nata sufrido bratarascha sarvani bhutani anusuya yaiva yanna sutaptam tapa etad isha nirandhasam kalam adabram apsu sarvam tad etat pudishasya bhumno vritni mahe te paritoshanaya. Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas. We have accepted a spiritual master, and we have offered respect to brahmanas, advanced devotees, and aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them, and we have not been envious of any brother, friends, or anyone else. And we have also undergone severe austerities within the water, and have not taken food for a long time. All of these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only and nothing more. Manu Swayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha Yenye Tapo Jnana Vishuddha Sattva Adrishtapara Apiyan Mahimnaha Stuvanti Ato Twatma Samang Grinimaha. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge, and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. And in the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Nama samaya shuddhaya purushaya paraya cha vasudevaya sattvaya tuvyang bhagavate namaha. Finally, dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone, and you cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you remain everywhere within all existence. Consequently, you are known as Vasudeva, and we offer you our most respectful obeisances. Recorded January 13, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sohi Goshtabi Hari. Nanda Jasomati Chitta Hari. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari, Soi Goshtabi Hari. Nanda Jasomati Chitta Hari. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sohi Goshtabi Hari. Nanda Jasomati Chitta Hari. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Mudhamate. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Mudhamate. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda. Black and beautiful Govinda.